This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big 12 opener for this 2025 season, Arizona at Iowa State. Let's find out about the Cyclones. National TV once again in this for this kickoff, 4 o'clock at Ames, Iowa. John Walters is the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, and he joins us now. John, appreciate you taking a few moments. So in terms of what's happening there in Ames, I mentioned national TV, prime time, ESPN. How big a game is this within the Cyclone fan base?
It's a big game. It's really going to be neat. You know, the night games at Jack Trice Stadium are pretty special. The game's sold out. There'll be 61,500 there tomorrow. It's a whiteout, so that always looks really cool on TV. When Iowa State played Baylor last year, that was a really cool look. And the people will be into it. Obviously, both teams are undefeated, so it's a great matchup. And as you mentioned, the national spotlight on the Big 12 and on this game, and I really look forward to it. I think it's going to be a terrific matchup, and I think it'll be a very energized crowd and a great college football environment.
So obviously Arizona's last game was against Kansas State, non-conference game. This will be the first conference game for the Wildcats, but playing back-to-back, the two teams that started the year in Dublin. So I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked the Kansas State folks. So how did that trip, what kind of effect did it have on this team, having to go overseas, come back, continue? Because I believe you guys have not had a bye other than the one just recently as well. So there was no bye directly after that. You had to go and play, obviously, South Dakota. But 4-0, so it doesn't necessarily appear to have had much of an effect in terms of having the team having to deal the travel and all that, coming back and being ready to go.
Well, I think they handled it really well, but it was a challenge. There's no question about it. And I know personally, I felt really wiped out when we got back from Ireland. I don't sleep well on planes, and I was just beat up that whole week. And so but I'm not 20 years old and resilient like these guys either. So, it took its toll on me, but I think they really put a lot of effort into studying it and talking to NFL teams and talking to other college teams that had gone over, whether it's to Dublin or played somewhere in London or whatever the case may be, different NFL programs, things like that, just to get as much feedback as possible on what's the best way to handle it in terms of what day do you go out there, what day do you come back, how do you manage sleep, because there's no stone that gets left unturned on that stuff. But I was super impressed with the way they were able to come back the following Saturday and really take care of a good FCS program in South Dakota and kind of fight their way to the finish line. I thought it looked like a tired Iowa State team against Arkansas State in the last game before the bye. But they limped to the finish line. They got to the finish line with a victory. They're 4-0, as you mentioned. And now the schedule really sets up beautifully, because this is the only year I can remember where Iowa State has three bye weeks. So, because they started early, they play four games, get a bye, play three games, get a bye, play three more, get a bye, and then hopefully at least three more. And that's just a great way to divide up the season and try to keep your team healthy. And I know that this bye week came at a perfect time for Iowa State in terms of getting some guys back healthy, but also just recharging everybody's batteries for this next three-game stretch, which, is a tough one with Arizona coming here and then two road games. So really important that Iowa State got that bye week and took full advantage of it last week.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses. And enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at chumbacasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Resolve to earn your degree in the new year in the Valley with WGU. With courses available online 24/7 and monthly start dates, WGU offers maximum flexibility so you can focus on your future. Learn more at wgu.edu.
John Walters is our guest. He's the play-by-play man for the Iowa State Cyclones. It's the Wildcats and ISU on Saturday in Ames, Iowa. You know, it's interesting when you look at Matt Campbell, 10th season there in Ames, and I look at his just his record numbers, and it looks very similar to me to what we saw here in Arizona when Rich Rodriguez was here. A lot of 8-5s, 7-6s in there, maybe one dip of a season that you guys had in that 22-year, 4-8. But then have come back the last 3 years and really put this team in a position to be one of the best in the Big 12. What has been the key the last three seasons coming off that year where the team dipped to 4-8?
Well, I think winning close games is the thing. You know, Iowa State's going to be in every game. And that's the thing that was the big hurdle when Matt Campbell came here to try to clear, was just feeling like he had a chance in every game, you know. And I can remember some years in Iowa State football going way back when they'd go to Nebraska or Oklahoma, and you just felt like, let's, you know, just survive the trip, somehow get out of there injury-free and move on to the next game. It's so different now. I mean, there's always a feeling every week that if this team executes and plays well, and they're not always going to do that, but if they do those things, they'll have a chance in any game, no matter who they're playing and where it is. And so that was a big hurdle to clear. But there was a stretch from the 2021 season into the 2023 season where Iowa State lost 12 of 13 one-possession games. So they were in all those games, but they weren't winning the close ones. And they still won enough games to go to bowl games two of those 3 years and have good productive seasons in the grand scheme of Iowa State football. But what they've done lately, they've won 9 of their last 10 one-possession games. And when you do that, then you can have the special years. You can have the 11-win season that Iowa State had a year ago. You can have the 4-0 start that they have this season because you're winning the close games. And so they found a way to do that. And what do I pinpoint that on? I would say more than anything, Rocco Becht is just really good in clutch situations. He makes plays with the game on the line. I think the team really feels like if they can just get the ball back to Rocco, they're going to have a great chance to win games. He's led 6 fourth quarter comeback victories. And so it's been impressive what he's done. And it's a team thing. It's not just him. But I think there's a real confidence right now in this team when they're in close games that they're going to get the job done.
We're chatting with John Walters. He's the play-by-play man for the Iowa State Cyclones. You mentioned Rocco Becht, obviously one of the best quarterbacks in this conference, if not of all of FBS, doesn't really turn the ball over. What are the key elements in him being so great with ball security?
I think he just is a really intelligent football player who is now experienced, a 3-year starter, just like Noah Fifita, who was the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year 3 years ago. Well, Rocco Becht was the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year 3 years ago. So they've been on kind of the similar career path here. But you can just sense that confidence that pre-snap, he's seeing things that other quarterbacks wouldn't see if they were inexperienced. He's seeing some things. He can make some adjustments. He gets a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage along with the center, Jim Boniface, to kind of change things if they feel like a coverage is coming and they want to prepare for something different. And, boy, that's critical against Arizona because they're going to disguise coverages and they're going to come at you from all different directions. And so it's important for Rocco to have that sense of, okay, I think I know what's coming. And it's not always going to be right. I mean, he's going to take some tackles for loss. He'll probably take a few sacks in this game. Arizona's going to guess right, or Iowa State's going to guess wrong on occasion. But he has to be able to make big plays to make Arizona pay for that aggressiveness, too, on the back end. And so you hope from an Iowa State perspective for some home run balls against Arizona's defense if you can catch them gambling and taking a risk and then make them pay for it on the back end. And that's where Rocco Beck's experience should really help in that regard. But it's going to be tough. I mean, I love the way Arizona's defense is playing. They're really aggressive. They're challenging people. And you've got to earn it against them. And so this is going to be a real great test for Rocco and the entire offense.
What is the style of offense that we're going to see on Saturday from Iowa State?
You know, multiple tight ends on a lot of occasions, a lot of 12 personnel, yeah. And they've got two really good ones in Gabe Burkle and Benjamin Bramer. So they want to keep those two guys on the field as much as they possibly can. But they're really multiple in the way they attack. So you'll see times where there's two running backs on the field, Carson Hansen and Abu Sama. You'll see times where there's three or four tight ends in the game. You'll see times where there's three receivers in the game. They try to keep defenses guessing, and they try to kind of scratch where it itches, if you will, as far as taking what a defense gives you. So it's not all based on Rocco Becht and his right arm. There's, you know, they want to get a run game going. They want to get the tight ends involved in the catch and the receiving game. They try to stay as multiple as they can just to try to keep defenses off balance.
John Walters is our guest. He's a play-by-play man for the Iowa State Cyclones. John, I'm a huge Cleveland Guardians fan. We have a player named Big Christmas. You guys have a player named Big Citrus in Dominique Orange, defensive tackle. What is special about that young man?
Well, you would look at a stat sheet and you'd say nothing, you know, I mean, because he's not going to accumulate a lot of stats, but when you got 650 pounds leaning on you on every play, you know, he's filling gaps. He's getting pressure. He's doing the things that kind of move the line of scrimmage back for Iowa State. And he's a tremendous football player. I think he'll be a first round NFL draft pick or at least second round. And he's just a really good freak athlete that impacts the game without getting a lot of stats. And occasionally he will make a big play, but what he really does is just impact every play and make offenses account for him and double team him a lot. And so he's a team guy, and his impact is much more seen in the win column than it is on the stat sheet.
And you guys got Marcus Neal in that star position. Sounds like one of those guys where they kind of move around the defense to allow him to attack from a lot of different places.
Yeah, pretty much almost identical to Genesis Smith from Arizona in the way that they treat that position. You know, a lot of run support, have to be good in pass coverage as well, but it's almost like an extra linebacker back there as that third safety and can fly up and really hit and make plays in the run game as well. So, yeah, two of the best in the Big 12 Conference at that position, just like the quarterbacks we just talked about. I think those star safeties for both Arizona and Iowa State are two of the best in the conference at their positions as well.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Resolve to earn your degree in the new year in the Valley with WGU. With courses available online 24/7 and monthly start dates, WGU offers maximum flexibility so you can focus on your future. Learn more at wgu.edu.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
John, first time since 1968 that these two teams have gotten together, and the last time was in Ames, Iowa. I don't know how long you've been there, but tell us about Ames, Iowa, and fans that we've got that are going to be there on Saturday. What are they going to see? Where do they need to eat? What's Ames, Iowa? Give us the synopsis about what Ames, Iowa is all about.
Well, it's a great college town. You know, it is literally that. It is a college town, and you know, there's plenty of good places to eat. Cornbread, Aunt Maud's, Jethro's, Hickory Park, all kinds of good places to eat in Ames. But I think on game night, what they're really going to see is just a great college football environment. There'll be 61,500 there. Every seat will be full. Everybody will be wearing white. It is the second biggest stadium currently in the Big 12 behind BYU, and they fill it. And Matt Campbell has created this great game day atmosphere with the teams that he's put on the field. That certainly helped, but Iowa State fans are very loyal. We don't have pro teams. So, you know, Iowa State and Iowa are the big deal in this state, and fans come out in great numbers and really support it. And I think the other thing, if you're just a fan coming to the game and you've never been to Ames, make sure to get to the stadium 5 or 6 hours early, because you're going to really enjoy the tailgate. We've lost a lot of football games through the years, but we've never lost a tailgate at Iowa State. it's surrounding the stadium in every direction you go, and it's nothing but a sea of cardinal and gold, and they'll be very welcoming to the Arizona fans that come by. And so I think they'd really enjoy that part of the experience as well.
All right, give me that one. Give me one nugget of Iowa State football history. That one maybe story that you all tell about the program.
Well, it's the only it's the only college football stadium named after an African American student athlete. Jack Trice died tragically as a very young player in the Iowa State program. It was a time in the 1920s when there weren't a lot of African American players in college football, but he was injured in the game at Minnesota, and on the train ride back, his internal bleeding got a little bit out of control, and they couldn't save him, and so he passed away. And a student movement really created the drive to name the stadium after Jack Trice in the 1990s, I believe, when the actual name change was made to Cyclone Stadium. But it's something we really hang our hat on. We're proud of what Jack stood for. And he had written a letter to himself the night before his first game, just talking about the impact he needed to have and how he represented not just himself, but his race. And it was really a special thing. And so Iowa State University takes a lot of pride in that. And that is one of the unique things that maybe a lot of people don't know about Iowa State's football stadium.
Jack Trice, who went to the same high school as my grandfather, East Tech.
Well, there you go.
Cleveland,
Ohio. You
know
the story. There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
John, hey, we always appreciate the chance to talk to you as we learn more about Iowa State. Looking forward to we were talking basketball yesterday with the schedule coming out. Looking forward to that big Monday game against Iowa State coming up in early March after what we saw here last year. So, but before that, let's play some football for the first time.
Sounds great. Both teams are playing well. Should be a heck of a game tomorrow night for sure.
John Walters, he is the play-by-play man for the Iowa State Cyclones.
From gold to cancer, Surest connects you to a national network of 1.8 million healthcare professionals and over 5,000 hospitals. Search by how you're feeling and see actual prices right in the app. Surest, now you can. Insurance policies underwritten by United Healthcare Insurance Company.